Good morning. This nice chilly winter morning. Everybody obviously made it through the Christmas season all right. I hope everybody had a very, very Merry Christmas. We have just a couple announcements this morning. I'll fill in for Bob and tell you that the upper room is in the back. Help yourself. And Carrie wanted me to let you know that he's starting a new Sunday school book next Sunday. 2 weeks from now. Sorry, 2 weeks from now. And the book is called Anxious About Nothing in This Chaotic World. So if any of you would like to start attending Sunday school class, we would be glad to have you there. And I know, Carrie, you have a few more books available, right? Yes. Yeah. So just get with Carrie if you're interested, and Carrie will get you a book. The other announcement is that Carrie has changed the last hymn, which was going to be number 251, Go Tell It on the Mountain. He has changed that to I Surrender All. I don't have the page number. 354? Page 354, and you will have to use your hymnal on that because they don't have it on the screen. Okay. Have we got any birthdays this morning? Oh, right here. Mr. Mavis. Any other birthdays?
Yeah, back here.
Back here? That guy standing in the back there? Oh, man. I'm not going to ask him how many, but I think I know. Anybody else? Okay. How about anniversaries? Anybody celebrating an anniversary today? Hey. Great. Fifty-six years. See, Judy, you're plenty as old as I am. Okay, anybody else? No? Right? Oh. Anybody leave their glasses back there? If they are, Dee'll have them for you back there. Our praise songs this morning are number 20. Our praise songs this morning are number 2141, There's a Song, verse 1, 4, and 5, followed by number 229, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.
Thank you.
seated. Our call to worship this morning, please respond with the bold print. We paid homage to the infant Jesus as he lay in the manger. As we focus on his boyhood, let us give thanks for his parents. Our next hymn is number 245, The First Noel.
Thank you.
may be seated. We will now, if there's any children here, would the children please like to come forward for the children's message?
Oh, we have a few. Good morning. Good morning. Where's Claire? Nursery. Oh, she's going to miss out on all the fun. Did you? Here they come. Yay! Here comes Claire. Have a seat. Come on up here. Oh, there we go. Oh, good. Good morning. Good morning. Look at, here in our pretty dresses. You can sit down. Can you sit down right here? Can you sit over here? Okay. Did everybody have a nice Christmas? Did you? Does anybody still have their tree up?
Yes.
You have. I took my tree down. So you've got your tree up at your house? Can you tell me one favorite gift that you got for Christmas?
My favorite gift was...
Go ahead, you could tell. What was your favorite gift? Okay, you tell me. Now tell them. What was your favorite gift? Yeah, the little thing with, that thing. What did you get?
I got a big Jasmine stuffed animal, just what I wanted.
You did? What did you get for Christmas? What was your favorite thing?
My.
There's too many, wasn't there? There was a whole bunch of stuff. How about you, Jimmy? What did you get for Christmas that you liked? Really a favorite thing?
I got Paw Patrol. I mean,
you got what?
I don't remember.
It was a long time ago. How about you, Johnny? What did you get for Christmas? One very favorite gift? Can you think of one? It's hard to think of one. You know what I got? Claire, what did you get for favorite gift?
Unicorn toy.
How about you?
New slippers.
New slippers? I did not get my slippers. I've been asking Santa for slippers for years, but I got a coffee mug. And it says right on there that it won't spill and it keeps your coffee hot. I can't wait to try it.
Daddy got slippers too.
Who did?
Daddy.
Did she? She got slippers too? I like slippers. Yeah.
I just walked in the North Pole and then asked.
You what?
Mohammed goes in the North Pole and then asked him what I wanted.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Johnny's telling me if I would have wrote a letter and asked Santa that and sent it to the North Pole, I don't think I put a stamp on it. I think that was my problem. Next year, I'm going to do that, Johnny.
Well, you don't need to put stamps.
Oh, you don't need to put a stamp on it?
Well, you just need to put it in the mailbox.
Oh, Daddy just put it in the mailbox. I'm going to come over and put it in your mailbox. Do you remember that feeling you had on Christmas morning when you first woke up and you thought, oh, it's Christmas morning and I'm happy, I'm excited. Do you remember that feeling?
I was excited when it was Christmas too.
You what?
I was excited.
You were happy at Christmas too? Yeah, me too. I was all excited. Well, there's a word in our that Mr. Carey's going to be talking about today called hope. And sometimes when we hope, that same feeling of happiness and excitement comes over us. I have to put my glasses on to read. Hope is something we can't see. We can feel it, but we can't see it. Can you see hope? Let me see. Let's try to think of something that we can't see, but we really know it's there. Air. Can we see air?
No.
I can't see air. Let's do an experiment. Let's blow air like we were going to blow out a birthday candle on three. One, two, three. Did you see it? Did you see the air?
Hey, when it's cold, you can see it.
When it's cold, you can see it. That That is another science project that we'll talk about next month. Yes. Okay, now let's put our hand up. Let's put our hand up over our mouth. Over our mouth. Okay, let's blow on our hand. One, two, three, blow. Did you feel it? You felt it, but we couldn't see it. It was there, but we just couldn't see it. That's kind of like what hope is. Hope is like being able to feel something, but we can't really see it. Hope helps us believe in Jesus. Hope asks, what new adventure is God going to make us go on today? Every day, for Christians, is like that feeling of Christmas morning. We have the hope, and we realize the best is yet to come.
Hey,
yes?
I didn't realize that presents was on our Christmas tree.
You didn't realize that? But there's lots of gifts under a tree, but sometimes they're not presents. Sometimes one of the gifts is Jesus. One of the gifts is hope. Hope is what God sent to us as a special gift. God gave us Jesus, and God gave us hope. I have in here. Can you help me with these? Can you open that for me, please? How about you? Can you open that? Oops. Jimmy, can you open that one for me, please? Let's see what these say. These are gifts. Can you open it? You can help me hold them up, okay?
No.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what else I've got in here,
Claire?
Baby Jesus. You want to hold baby? I'll hold baby Jesus. I'll hold baby Jesus. What's in our packages? What's in our gifts? You've got an O. You've got a H. And you've got a P. And Jimmy's got an E. Let's hold them up so everybody can see our letters. And you know what that spells? It spells hope. Hope. Can we fold our hands and say a prayer?
A baby there.
And this is baby Jesus. Yes, he gives us hope too. Can you repeat after me? Dear Father, thank you for giving us Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, for giving us hope. Amen. Thank you.
Bethlehem Boy.
Thank you.
was very nice. Thank you very much, choir. Our Old Testament reading this morning comes from 1 Samuel 2, 18 through 20 and 26. But Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. Each year his mother made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice. Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife, saying, "May the Lord give you children by this woman to take the place of the one she prayed for and gave to the Lord." Then they would go home. And the boy Samuel continued to grow in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. May God add his blessings upon this reading of his word. Our next hymn is number 242, "Love Came Down at Christmas."
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this very day that you have made and the opportunity to come and worship you. We thank you for all the gifts and the blessings that you have given to all of us, but especially, Lord, for the greatest gift of all, your Son, Jesus Christ, the hope in our life, who died on the cross for the atonement of sin for everyone, because of the great love that you have for us. We ask your blessing for all on our prayer list and for those who are suffering or grieving for lost loved ones. Please put your caring and loving arms around them to let them know that you love them and that you are with them always, and that there is nothing to fear. Lord, we ask you to bless our country and our leaders. Please bless the world with peace. We ask your blessing on your church to help us grow spiritually. We pray that you will help us mature and to strengthen our love for you and for others. We pray for your guidance when we face trials, problems, and temptations in this fallen world, to make good choices by obeying you and your word, and allow our faith in you to grow. Lord, we are all sinners, and we pray for your mercy and grace upon us, as we pray in unison, as you have taught us. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our reading this morning is going to be from Psalms 11, verses 1 through 7. I trust in the Lord for protection. So why do you say to me, "Fly to the mountains for safety"? The wicked are stringing their bows and setting their arrows in the bowstrings. They shoot from the shadows at those who do right. The foundations of law and order have collapsed. What can the righteous do? But the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord still rules from heaven. He watches everything closely, examining everyone on earth. The Lord examines both the righteous and the wicked. He hates everyone who loves violence. He rains down blazing coals on the wicked, punishing them with burning sulfur and scorching winds. For the Lord is righteous, and he loves justice. Those who do what is right will see his face. The word of God for the people of God. Title of my message this morning, Hope Still Comes. I come up with this. I did one last week at home, and I tore it up. So Thursday night, I was up till 1 a.m. writing this message. I got this message to carry on from Russ's message last Sunday. The past 3 weeks of Sunday school, of the adult Sunday school, and this tie, which was controversial last week. I'll just say that. I had my name tag on, and where it hung, it said, Carrie Gentry, his God. Of course, Orrin Campbell was the first to let me know when I come. So this message this week is to let you know that I'm not. Hope still comes. We really banter the word hope about quite carelessly in all of our lives. Did you ever think about how many times you say hope daily? I hope the Tigers win the World Series. How about this? I hope the Lions make the Super Bowl. I hope I get home with the amount of gas I have left in the tank. I hope the store stays open late, so I can get that milk for my wife and kids. We use it so many times every day. But the hope of Christmas is a much greater hope. The message of Christmas is simply this: a great God is up to good things in our world, which is where our focus should be, as Brother Russ pointed out to us last Sunday, on a little baby named Jesus who brought hope for everyone in this fallen world. It often feels impossible to remember in the chaos of the world that we live. In spite of sin and scandal, Christ came. In spite of racism and sexism, Christ came. Through the people that had forgotten God, Christ came. In spite of hopelessness, Christ came. In spite of the pandemonium in this world, Christ came. The surprise pregnancy, the sudden census, the long road from Nazareth to Bethlehem, unpleasant and difficult, yet they resulted in the world's greatest miracle. And Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. Everything prior to this happened so that this moment would happen. Was the first Christmas any different from what Mary had planned back then? Yes, but it turned out greater than she or anyone else could have ever dreamed. God used those struggles of Mary and Joseph to accomplish his will. And I believe God uses the struggles that we have in our everyday lives to accomplish his will today for us. Don't we need that reminder? In our world of short nights, hard work, and high stress, don't we need to know that Jesus holds it all together? I created a four-step reminder to find in hope, even in the midst of the chaos of our lives. Hope, H-O-P-E. H is for help. We all need help sometime in our life. Help by reaching out to someone who just needs an act of kindness. Maybe just words of encouragement or a simple, I love you. O is for open. Open your heart to miracles. I believe there are miracles every day that we don't know about. I believe I'm a miracle. Maybe you do too. P is for pray. More than this, make this the year that you take the time to talk to God. Not just when it's your last resort. Talk to him every day. Ask him questions. Ask him to help you make decisions and choices in your life. Communicate with God. I promise you, if you seek him, he will find you and draw near to you. E is for enjoy. Enjoy what you have, not what you don't have. Fix your mind on the good around you and enjoy it. Many times we don't realize the good around us until we lose it. Remember, everything in this world is temporary, even us. But God holds it all together still. You might relate to a story I know. An old jalopy I once saw going down the road, sputtering all the way. One door was missing. The hood was dented. The fenders were wrinkled. The muffler dragged on the road. And on the rear bumper, it said, "Honk if I lose anything." Can you understand it? Even in this fallen world, and even that old jalopy, God holds it all together. Colossians chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, rank after rank after rank of angels, everything got started in Him and finds its purpose in Him. He was there before any of it came into existence and holds it all together right up to this very moment. God holds it all together. And He will hold it together for you too, if you will surrender to Him and His will. Psalm 37, verses 3 through 6. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything that you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. He will make your innocence as clear as the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. When life goes amok, and it always will from time to time, everything inside you and every voice around you says, get out, run away, get angry, get drunk, get high. Just give up. Have you ever been there? You just want to give up? I plead with you, don't listen to those voices of the devil. You cannot face a crisis if you don't face God first. You have the Holy Spirit within you. Listen to the Holy Spirit. He will lead you and guide you to the path of righteousness. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. Cling to Him always. Hold on tight. In the emergency room, cling to God. When anxiety overcomes you, cling to God. When your dreams are falling apart, cling to Him. Say to Him, Lord, I need You now. Please help me. Between the headstones in the cemetery, when we lose a loved one, whisper, God, please help me. Dear Jesus, please lift me up. Give me the strength and courage that I need to go forward. During a deposition, when others are grumbling beneath their breath, may you be overheard repeating this prayer. God, you are good. God, I need you. I need help. Trust in Jesus. Encourage me, please. In the prayer journal of King David, we read this question. When all that is good falls apart, what can good people do? That's in the third verse of Psalm 11. Isn't David's question the same question that we have? When all that is good falls apart, what can good people do? Such as when terrorists attack and so many innocent are killed and wounded. When diseases rage and sickness. Natural disasters such as earthquakes, floods, volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes. When families collapse due to cheating spouses, sickness, death, financial problems. A drunk driver kills a child. When churches divide, what do we do? How do we react? I know what we do. We complain. We get angry. Sometimes we rant and rave and kick things. Sometimes we cry. And we ask ourselves, God, and anyone else who will listen, why? 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 Why me, God? The only thing I can say to counter is, why not you? Why not me? Something inside of us always groans for more. We easily forget that earth is not what we hope for. We are never content, and we shouldn't be. Why shouldn't we be? This life, this journey that we are on, is in a fallen world with many burdens to test our faith in God. So I plead with you, never give up. There's always hope. When your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow, to be strong in character. And good character is more valuable than gold. By building character with endurance, you're ready for anything and everything that comes your way in this lifetime. It is only natural to long for home when we are on a journey. That's because we're not home yet. This earth is not our home. We demand in this world what only the next world can give. So, the only thing we can do is to be patient and obey to reach our goal, which is heaven and to see God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Yeah, this. So we are always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we are not at home with the Lord. That is why we live by believing and not by seeing. Yes, we are fully confident, and we would rather be away from these bodies, for then we will be at home with the Lord. So our aim is to please Him always, whether we are here in this body or away from this body, for we must all stand before Christ to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or evil we have done in our bodies. So, when all that is good falls apart, what can good people do? What is the godly response to the unexpected mishaps and calamities of this life? Curiously, David doesn't answer his question with an answer. He answers it with a declaration. The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is on His throne in heaven. He watches everything closely and examines everyone on earth. That's Psalm 11, verse 4. His point is unmistakable. When everything shakes, God remains unshaken. He is in His holy temple. His plan will not be derailed. God is unaffected by our storms. He is undeterred by our problems. God has made a business out of turning tragedy into triumph. He did with Joseph, He did with Moses, with Daniel, and most of all, He did it with His only Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. The innocent one was slaughtered. Heaven's gift was murdered. Mothers wept, evil danced, and the apostles had to wonder. When all that is good falls apart, what do good people do? God answered their question with that declaration. With the rumble of the earth and the rolling of the rock at the tomb, He reminded them, the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is on His throne in heaven, watching everything and examining everyone. We are all on trial here in this life, on this journey. Are we doing God's will or our own will? The choice is ours. Was your Christmas a difficult one last week? Then take heart, because God is still in His temple. He is still on His throne, and He is still in control. We may not like or understand the trials, problems, or sorrows that we have in our lives, but we must remember, be still and know that He is God. Psalm 46, verses 10 and 11. Some Bibles say, be silent. Some says, be still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord Almighty is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. He did it back then for them. He still does it today for you and for me. Jesus, our hope, came at just the right time before. And he will come at the right time again, just as he promised. With hope and love, Happy New Year. Thank you, Lord. Could their ushers please come forward? Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer again, asking you to accept these gifts that we have given to you in thanksgiving for all that you have given us. Please bless these gifts that we may do your ministries, Lord. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Our final hymn today, page 354, I Surrender All. I surrender all. What a wonderful New Year's resolution that would be. We all must pay a price. No cost is too high. Remember what Jesus' price was for you and I. He owns us. I trust in Jesus. Won't you? Thank you.